Hey everyone, David here. Severance is back. The Lorehounds are partnering with Properly Howard to bring you in-depth weekly coverage of season 2. Join me, John, Anthony, and Steve as we unpack every twist, theory, and revelation. We've created a dedicated feed just for our Severance coverage. Simply search for Severance Lorehounds in your podcast app, or find the direct link in our link tree. Our weekly episodes dig deep into the show's mysteries, themes, and bigger questions about identity and consciousness that make Severance so compelling. Season Pass and regular community subscribers get ad-free access to our weekly episodes, plus exclusive content like our Supply Closet bonus series, featuring fascinating conversations with experts like the team from Nevermind the Music. We've explored the neuroscience of memory and personality, decoded the hidden meanings in the show's musical themes, and there's much more to come. You'll also get Steve and Anthony's complete season 1 rewatch series. We believe in total transparency with our listeners. And unlike mammalians nurturable, we're happy to share all of our secrets. Find the link for the Severance feed in the show notes below, or search Severance Lorehounds wherever you get your podcasts. Come theorize with us about what's really happening at Lumen.
And remember, the episode you think you're about to hear is merely a reflection of the episode that thinks it's about to be heard.
Hello, Woolshift Dust family. Alicia here. It's been a busy month for me in podcasting land, wrapping up Silo and also digging into my second year of the Lorehounds Oscar Prep Series, one of my favorite events of the year. And the Oscars are taking place Sunday, March 2nd, in just under 2 weeks. So if you're like, holy shit, I need to prep, well, I have good news for you. This series is for anyone who has a curiosity about the Oscars and this year's Oscar-nominated films, whether or not you've seen a single one of them. Basically, I watched all 50 of them so that you don't have to, and with the help of guests who work in the industry or are fellow film fans, podcasters, and death racers, the name for those of us who watch all the films, we'll break down the nominees category by category, what the films are about, which might you personally be interested in, and who do we think will, and who do we want to, win. Plus, insights into how the whole Oscar machine works, aspects of filmmaking you might not realize, storytelling techniques, and more. Basically, I've done my best to make it a series for anyone who is at all interested in movies, from casual fans to absolute fanatics. You'll walk out of this series with everything you need to make confident Oscar prediction picks or drop some fun facts over cocktails or family dinner. We're already halfway through the series in the Lorehounds feed. Check the show notes for links to the episodes where we talk docs, animation, the Emilia Perez controversy, listen to and analyze the musical categories, and more, plus a bunch of deep dives into nominated films. But the best place to start is with this intro episode you're about to hear right now, which David and I recorded a few weeks ago to kick off this year's coverage. You're about to get an overview of all the important things you need to know about this Oscar season, the ceremony, and what to expect from our Lorehounds series. And then make sure you're subscribed to the Lorehounds feed to get notified about the rest of the episodes leading up to the finale, where we talk through the 10 Best Picture nominees, building on the category-by-category discussion of these films' other nominations. And also, Dune fans, fear not. Watch out for an announcement on that front in this feed later this week. But for now, welcome to Movie Talk, one of my greatest happy places. Hello and welcome to the Lorehounds. I'm Alicia.
And I'm David.
And welcome to a special mini episode. This is going to be our kickoff for this year's Oscars prep series. And for those of you who were around last year, you may remember us doing this then as well. And this is just going to be a short little episode where we're going to talk you through what to expect in the coming weeks. And yeah, this is especially a very weird Oscar season. I don't know how much you know about what's been going on this season. Of course, the fires.
Beyond the fires, I don't really know what's happening, other than that there's sort of a weird cloud around everything. I remember last year, our coverage was pretty fun. You got into some really great conversations with a lot of great people. So I'm really excited for this year to see what you've got cooking up for us.
Yes, it is. It's going to be a bit of an Oscars blitz this year, and that is especially nice. Because of the fires. But that's, you know, obviously want to express, you know, our heartfelt condolences to all the people who have lost their homes. And obviously, that was more important for people to focus on in the past month. So that meant that they delayed the announcement of the Oscars, nominations. So we are going to be doing things a couple different ways this year. First of all, yes, it's going to be condensed. And also, we've decided, you know, this was actually a suggestion from David after last year. And I think especially this year, it's the right thing to do. We are splitting things up into some more smaller episodes.
Yeah. I think it'll maybe be easier for people to consume those as well, rather than 3-hour podcasts.
Right. Yeah. The best picture was a lot.
Not that we're opposed to dense content like that. Make it a little bit more bite-sized.
Right. So we are going to start with the first 2 weeks. There's going to be three slightly shorter episodes. Of course, you know, I've recorded the first two and I told them, oh, we'll talk for like 30, 40 minutes. Of course, it goes an hour. But it's really good content.
We wouldn't be the Lorehounds if we didn't say, oh, 15 minutes, 2 hours later.
Right. So this week, obviously you're listening to this right now. And then on Thursday, there's going to be the first official episode released, which is animated shorts and features. And thank you to the members of the Lorehounds community and also Mark from the Academy of Desk Racers, who sent in voicemails about their favorite animated films this year. But the heart of this episode is that I got to interview Benoit Berthe-Siwart from Animation Showcase, who is, that's an agency that helps with the promotion and distribution of animated films. And he's currently representing 6 Oscar campaigns this year.
You were in our private Discord chat buzzing after that interview. You were like, woo!
Yeah.
Super excited. So it must have been a good interview. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
It was really great. It's always, I mean, I love talking about these films, obviously, with people, but also just to get those kinds of insights into animation as a medium, not a genre, as he makes clear, which is
interesting. Okay.
Very important distinction. And we talk a lot about that. And also just what is involved with Oscar campaigns and what are the differences. Wow. And yeah.
Cool. So like an insider's view into how films get pushed through for nominations and because it's a voting thing, right? It's you're trying to get members of the Academy to vote for your.
Right. And first, they have to see it.
Yes, exactly. Which is sometimes a conundrum.
Right. Yeah. Once they get this far that they are nominated, then that becomes a lot easier. And that gives a lot of films a good platform. But
Right. Yeah. So Thursday, we've got that animated features and shorts. What else is on your schedule for us?
So Saturday, we'll have our third this week. That's also already been recorded. And, you know, you talked about there's a weird cloud over things. And of course, some of that just has to do with, you know, political machinations that are going on. But there's also a certain cloud over the most nominated film this year, Emilia Perez.
Right. I was planning on watching that tonight for myself.
Okay.
I'm doing my, well, we can talk about it later, but I'm doing my Best Pictures Death Race. So
yes.
Anyway, but yes. Say
you
more
watched Anora last night?
Yeah, I did.
Did you like it as much as me?
I had no idea what I was walking into for a movie. And I was like, it was so long. And I was like, God, am I really going to be able to get through this tonight? Am I going to have to break it up? And then at some point, I was like, okay, well, I'm in this far. I might as well finish it. And then that final third of the movie, as things are really starting to pick up, and then bam, that ending hits you. And I was just like, wow, that was an incredible film. Totally not expected. And in just thinking about the actors, so many faces I've never seen before. You know, I don't know what their careers are like. And they were delivering just some incredible performances and just dealing with, it was amazing. It was a really, really good film. I don't know that it's the winner for me, you know, because I've got more to see yet, but it definitely was nothing that I expected, and I'm actually glad I saw it. It was like one of those films like, wow, I never would have seen this before if it weren't on this Best Picture list.
I think if it's a winner, it might be in the Best Actress category.
Yeah, she was was wild.
Mikey Madison, yeah. And it's funny, we talked about that in our Emilia Perez controversy episode where, so that Emilia Perez, it's often put side by side with Anora because it is kind of like a wild movie that you're like, what am I watching? Mm-hmm. And obviously that landed well with a lot of people and it's gotten a lot of awards attention. However, at the same time, it's a movie about the Mexican and trans communities, and the Mexican and trans communities are not happy with how this portrayal has happened, or particularly with the fact that that the director, who's French, basically said, I didn't need to do research. I knew everything I needed to know, that sort of thing. So rather than me trying to explain that, we did a special spotlight episode about this controversy with some Mexican and trans friends who also are film friends or critics or work with film.
Great.
And to get their insight. So that is going to be coming out this weekend.
Okay, cool.
And then the next spotlight is going to be, this one I think was most driven by Marilyn and Anthony, who got on board, and David, you were also, you were going to be a part of this as well. And I know you've seen this one. We're going to do a special spotlight for Conclave, one of the Best Picture nominees.
Right. I watched that the other week. Great, great film. And I'm looking forward to talking about it, especially with Marilyn and Anthony. There's so much. I mean, it's a fictional story, but it feels well-researched, I guess. Mm-hmm. And even if it's whatever the veracity of what goes on internally, just having a kind of viewpoint into a kind of society like this was fascinating.
Right.
And seeing the ritual and the history and just the whole wrapping around of what goes on, it was incredible, and it's beautiful. It's visually, it's a beautiful movie. So and some really great performances by some real heavy hitters.
Right. Yeah. And they're represented in the acting categories as well.
Cool.
Just to step back for those who aren't familiar, the movies that we've just been talking about, Anora is about an exotic dancer and sex worker who gets involved with a Russian oligarch's son, and chaos ensues.
shambolic isn't the right word, but it's like this falling on your face forward comedy routine for the for a big bulk of the middle of it. And you're just like, wait a minute. But it never breaks that goofy unreality. It's all very rooted, it's all very grounded and very real, but you're just like, wow, this is just sort of falling forward kind of thing. It's really good.
And Emilia Perez is about it's about a trans woman who contacts a lawyer played by Zoe Saldana to help her disappear, get a sex change operation, and then comes back to try to reclaim her life pretending to be someone else.
Interesting.
And Conclave is about, it's about the election of a new pope. So that whole process. So that's going to be really interesting to talk about. We've got Anthony from the theology side. We've got Marilyn from the ritual side. We've got you from the cinematography side. So it's going to be a fun conversation to kick off next week.
Yeah, for sure.
And then next week also, I'm going to be covering the two documentary categories with Rebecca June, who is a documentary editor. She's also a Twitch gamer on the side, but.
Okay. Aren't we all? So well, I don't know. Everybody's got side hustles, and Twitch certainly seems to be one of those.
Yeah. But I think, she speaks to the soul of the Lorehound, I think.
Yes. Excellent. That's great.
And then to wrap up next week, I'm doing a Nevermind the Oscars crossover with Mark.
Oh, I love it. That's a great. I love the title. That's awesome.
And of course, we're going to be talking about the two music categories.
Okay, cool.
And then, yeah, there's four more episodes after that. There's going to be one focused on writing international live action shorts. There's going to be a technical awards episode. There's going to be acting, directing, and cinematography episode. And then, David, you are joining me again at the end to talk about the 10 Best Picture nominations. So this year, instead of starting with Best Pictures, we're winding up with it. And it's, on the one hand, it'll give you more time to watch things. On the other hand, I'm still waiting for I'm Still Here to come to be available to me. It's not showing in my country.
That's frustrating. That's really frustrating if you are trying to catch up on these. Yeah, I think last year I had COVID around this time. And so I had this week where I could just watch all of the movies all in one binge watch. Mm-hmm. And now, oh no, I don't want to go through that again. So yeah, end of the month will be perfect. I should be able to make my run. But yeah, there's a few that I'm waiting for PVOD, and there's a few that are still out in theater. And so trying to juggle that as well. So.
Right. Right. Yeah. So, I mean, that's, I'm still working on the exact lineup for the following episodes,
but the guests
are falling into place, and I'm really excited about that. So I'm going to get some other Death Racers in to talk about some of these categories.
Can I ask you a couple of technical questions? Not technical questions, just logistic questions. When will the Oscars be shown? When is the event happening? What day?
Okay, so the 97th Oscars will be at the new time. So they're changing the time. It's going to be at 7 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay.
Which means that it's going to be 1 a.m. My time in Europe, which is slightly better. So basically they're moving it up an hour, I think, probably to take pity on international watchers.
Right. That's good. And what's the date?
And so that is on Sunday, March 2nd.
Sunday, March 2nd. Okay, put that on your calendars, y'all.
Yes. So it's the evening of Sunday, March 2nd, and I think we'll probably do a live chat while it's
airing
again.
Yeah.
In the Discord.
Yeah, that'll be great. And that's a little later than it is normally? Is that right?
No, it's about the same time.
They just delayed the announcements.
Yeah. Got unfortunately, it. They can't delay the ceremony itself because there's too many pieces.
Well, I'm sure... Yeah. Actors and, you know, just all the people that are involved all set their schedules around this in terms of availability. And if people are on set and they got to come off set and all of that kind of stuff. So, yeah, huge logistical issue to try to, bump that.
Right. And I know that there are people who were saying, oh, because of the fires, they shouldn't do it at all this year. But the counter argument to that is that this is a huge employment opportunity for a lot of people in Los Angeles every year. And so, you know, it would, in a way, it would be kicking them while they're down to say, well, now you're no longer going to get paid for this thing that you were counting on, which is like the biggest event of the year.
I think it would be also important for people to be able to witness, you know, to actually see firsthand the devastation and the loss. And like, it's one thing to see it on television in news clips or what have you, but then to smell the smoke in the air or to, you know, drive through a neighborhood to see just how impactful this was. I think that, you know, would really help people empathize and connect to the tragedy and the danger that we're all facing as our climate is going through changes. So,
right, yeah, and hopefully they will address that appropriately. I think they will. The host is going to be Conan O'Brien, which I think is a fantastic choice.
Okay, good, great.
Yeah, I think he's got the right level of taste to he's not going to pull his punches, but he also understands. How to be respectful while also being humorous. So.
Right. And I understand they made some other changes too, like with the way that the musical numbers are going to be presented.
Yeah. Well, every year they kind of go back and forth about how they tweak the format. And this year they decided that rather than doing the musical, often they'll have the five best song nominees will be performances throughout the night. And they've decided this year that they're going to do musical numbers, but it's not necessarily going to be those five. And I think that this is also because they want to be able to incorporate like Wicked songs or, mm-hmm. you know, things. I would place money on us hearing Defying Gravity.
Okay. And then there was some changes too around their past nominees. They're somehow incorporating past nominees a little bit more in the reading of the announcements or something like that.
Right. Well, they did this last year where they have for when they present like an acting category, for instance, mm-hmm. they will have like some past winners in that category who each, what they did last year anyways, they each do a little
bio thing.
Yeah. A little something about the award and the person and, you know, the nominees and
That seems cool. I kind of liked that. That was kind of fun. Gives you a little sense of perspective and history on particular actors and stuff like that.
Right.
And it's cool to see past winners up there. It creates that long chain of history and creates a little bit of ritual around it too, right? If we want to talk about rituals, maybe we'll get Marilyn's input on the ritualization. Yeah, I love it. That's great.
Oh, and I don't think I didn't mention that it's on ABC, so in the US, so you can watch it on abc.com also. In every country, it's different. I know it's like on Film One here in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
In Brazil, it's on HBO Max. So just if you're outside the US, Google is your friend to help you find where to watch.
Yeah, and then I think, I like the idea of doing the live chat on the Discord. We'll set up a special channel for that, and we'll make sure that everybody knows, and you know, we'll be online as well. So if you have, like, where am I supposed to go? Like, we'll see. We'll be there to help with that. Cool. What else? Is there any big things that we're looking forward to coming out of this, or any other sort of major cultural, I don't know, things around this, or otherwise, outside of the Emilia Perez and the fires, is there anything that we should be aware of?
I mean, I guess we'll talk through category by category as we go. I think that in general, we're continuing to see more diversity in the types of films that are represented in the different categories in terms of international films, in terms of animated films, things like that. So I think that's
it feels really exciting. There's more international titles in the lineups.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Which is very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And someday Brazil will let me see their film. That's the one. That, and there's a documentary short called Death by Numbers. That's everyone's looking for that. And I reached out to the filmmakers, to the distributors. I haven't heard back about those. So we're going to talk about them, whether or not we've seen them. Get a chance to actually see them.
Now, remembered, there's this whole thing, the Death Racers. Do you want to pitch that if somebody is hearing this and they don't know about?
So Death Racers are people who try to watch all of the Oscar nominees in a given year or die trying, hence the name. And there are 50 Oscar nominees this year, but there are also subgroups who take on even bigger film watching challenges during award season. And you might hear me refer to the Academy of Death Racers, which is basically a group of us who kind of support each other through this crazy mission, talk about how we can help each other strategize on film releases, how and where to find them, and also predicting what's going to be nominated in the next award season so that we can get a head start, things like that. And of course, just discussing the films that we've seen. So if that sounds interesting to you and you want to know more, then I recommend checking out the Oscars Death Race subreddit, and also, of course, the regular Oscars subreddit.
What's the one website where you can track your own watching?
Right. So there is, there's OscarsDeathRace.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one that you prefer, that's very clean interface where you just kind of, you check off the movies you've seen and it tells you what percentage of all of the Oscars movies you've seen. You can also do it by category. And then there's a ranking there.
Yeah, that one's a really good utility. Like for me, when I was trying to put my Death Race all together, that really helped me. Instead of trying to find stuff on the internet, I just filtered. There's a thing right at the top, best picture, boom, there they are. And then you can make little check marks of the ones that you watch. It's a really nice interface.
Right. And there's also, there's another website that I like. It's a lot more complicated.
Well, you're trying to do a whole, you know, detailed watch. So it's a completely different thing.
Right. So that's deathracetracking.com. And there you can set what you want. You can do just the Oscars category, but you can also do like BAFTA. You can do the Spirits Independent Awards. You can do combinations of these and, you know, it's just wider. And then you get more detailed tracking in terms of percentage completion and time as well. And, you know, I'll just more stats. Yeah.
Get your money ball on for the Oscars. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. If people in our community wanted to send you feedback of any kind, how are you setting that up?
Yes, I would absolutely love, love, love to get more feedback from listeners about what your favorite films of the year are. So preferably in voicemail, although if you want to write it out, that's great. But you'll hear this will be a voicemail heavy series because it's just really nice to hear from other people's voices. So you can send that to oscars@thelorehounds.com. And then I will add that to the most appropriate episode. And yeah, I'm very curious to hear, you know, I'll tell you a lot about what my favorite films are, what my guests' favorite films are, but I want to hear what your favorite films of this year are. And they don't necessarily have to be, you can tell us who you're rooting for at the Oscars, that's great, but also just other films you think should have gotten recognized.
Fair enough. And like the voicemail thing is super easy. You can just use your smartphone, like the voice memo app, whatever app you have, record something, and then you can just share it and send it to oscars@thelorehounds.com. Super simple. So especially you don't have to worry about sound quality. Just pick up your phone and just start talking.
And there's also on thelorehounds.com/contact, there is a voicemail form too that you can also use. And that will just send directly to the Lorehounds email address.
Yeah, yeah.
That's another option if that's easier for you. Yeah.
And then, of course, we have the channel on the community Discord. And we've got it's a really great community. We've got a great mod team. We've got all kinds of channels set up for all the different things, but we have an awards season channel specifically.
Right. That's under current shows on the Discord. So it's at the top of, because current shows on the Discord is in alphabetical order. So it's the first one under current shows.
Right. Right. And so, yeah, you can hop on there and start talking about, I posted last night after watching Anora. I was just like, I have something to say. I just have to blurt it.
Oh, I haven't gotten to read it yet. Yeah, okay, cool.
Oh, it's pretty innocuous. I was just sort of like astounded by it. And so I wanted to be able to share that. So,
yeah, and we've also been discussing in there like where to find some of the harder to find things like the shorts. Mm. So duck in there if you have questions about that.
Great. Do you have a favorite? Do you have a couple of favorites for Best Picture winners?
My number one of the year remains Dune Part Two.
For Best Picture, like to really go.
I mean, that's would be my Best Picture pick.
Wow, okay, great.
I don't necessarily think it's going to win. I think that the problem with Dune Part Two is that it was released so early in the year. It's still remarkable that it got as many nominations as it did. We're going to be talking through them all. Obviously, we did a dedicated episode to that. And by the way, in the show notes, I will link to the dedicated episodes we've already done to nominated movies. So, so look for that. So that includes Nosferatu, Wicked, Doom Part Two. And then we've got some more coming your way.
Great.
But
so,
I don't know that it's going to win. I guess I'm kind of rooting for Anora. I don't know that that's going to win either. I'm not rooting for Emilia Perez. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a really good lineup. It's really exciting, first of all, that we have a horror Best Picture nominee in The Substance. That would be, I don't know. Who knows? I say I don't think it's going to win, but then stranger things have happened. So,
looking at this rundown, there's a music biopic thing. There's a historical thing, Anora, which is a completely outside the boundary of what you could ballpark it. Again, I haven't seen Emilia Perez, so I don't know. I haven't seen much of these. Nickel Boys, The Brutalist, I don't know, or I'm Still Here. I don't know much about them, but then to have a science fiction and a horror and a musical,
Mm-hmm.
With Wicked, that's a really big spread as as opposed to a bunch of dramedies or comedies or drama kind of stuff. This is really a big, interesting list.
Right. Yeah. I'd like to see the more diversity in genre, as I said, that we have. Nosferatu got 4 nominations. The Substance got 5 nominations in horror.
Wow.
We've got good sci-fi representation, good international representation. The Brutalist and A Complete Unknown are huge favorites. I haven't been able to see either of those yet. I'm going to see The Brutalist tomorrow.
Okay.
It's 3.5 hours long plus a 15-hour intermission in the middle. So
15-minute. Yeah, 15-hour intermission. Yeah, sometimes you need that. Yeah, wow. This is, long films, right?
It's the year of long films. And I want to shout out a couple that did not get nominated, but are worth checking out. One, my favorite animated film of the year that all sci-fi films should, or sci-fi fans should watch, is called Mars Express. And it's basically like, it's a French film, but it's like Blade Runner meets Scavenger's Rain.
Oh, wow. Okay. Cool. I'm looking at some images here. The animation looks pretty cool.
Yeah. And then also Better Man. It's it's a Robbie Williams biopic. And I know.
Right. It's the one with the, where they stand.
He's played with a monkey?
Yeah. Yeah.
It makes total sense when you see it, why he's a monkey. He had to be a monkey, I swear.
Okay.
But this is one that I was kind of like dragging my feet on. And then I was like, people keep raving about this movie. All right, I'm going to watch it, even though I'm more familiar with Robbie Williams because I live in Europe, but I wouldn't say like I'm a Robbie Williams fan or anything. But then it got nominated for VFX. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to go see it while it's still in the theater here. It's coming out on demand on the 11th, by the way, but
okay.
I'm going to go see it while I'm still in theater here. And I was blown away. And I think that more people need to see it. And it is easily one of the best films of the year.
Cool.
And also Kneecap, the Irish submission for the international film, got snubbed. So do watch Kneecap. Everyone who watches it tends to love it. Just, you know, warning for all of these are adult films with drugs and things like that. So
okay, adult.
Not, topics, none of the three I said are children's films.
Okay. Noted. Cool. All right. Well, anything else that we need to know or...
No, I think just, you know, do check out our Discord for more tips on what people are enjoying. Check out OscarsDeathRace.com to see, you know, you've probably already seen more Oscar-nominated films than you might realize because there is a lot of good popular representation this year.
Mm-hmm.
And watch out for, in a couple days, you're going to get the first official episode all about animation. And even if you're not into animation, I recommend listening to it because there's so many insights from Benoit about Oscars and Oscars race in general. So,
got it. How the machinery works. Cool. Mm-hmm. Great. Mm-hmm. All right, Alicia. Well, I think this is going to be a good year. It looks like a good lineup of movies. And I like your formatting change. I think it makes it a little easier to production wise instead of trying to edit these monsters, right? You can turn around, get these turned around a little bit faster and easier. So very cool. And just thank you for taking the lead on this because it was something that John or I probably wouldn't do. And I think it adds a lot to our community because there are so many passionate film watchers in the Lorehounds community.
Yes. Yeah, I love doing it. I'm very excited to do it. So thank you for providing a platform for me to talk in people's ears about movies.
Very cool.
All right. Well, we're not going to do the full shout out because this is just a little mini episode, but just thank you so much to all of our listeners and especially our subscribers, most especially our lore masters with, you know, of course, always a wink and a nod toward our Discord server boosters. We will shout you out as normal in the rest of these episodes. Don't worry, this is not the only content coming your way this month. There will be tomorrow, you're getting a Creature Commandos episode. I know there's a Silmarillion stories planned. I know there's a Lorehounds play Indiana Jones episode coming soon.
Right. And obviously we're doing Severance with Anthony and Steve. That's a whole separate feed. So just search Severance Lorehounds and things are going well there. We have a David Lynch Film Festival for our subscriber exclusive this month. And we're voting between Eraserhead, What were the other two? I've got to look up the poll.
Inland here. Empire. Yes. And what was the one with the lawnmower, the documentary?
The Straight Story.
The Straight Story, right.
Yeah. So subscribers, you can vote now. If you're on the Discord, I'm about to send an email out to everybody there to send the link for that. And for Second Breakfast, which is another subscriber exclusive, we're talking about comfort food this month, I believe, is our topic. So,
all right. And we'll shift. Dust listeners, you are getting your final Silo episode for season two after this. And then we're rolling full into Dune. So
excellent.
Check out those podcasts for more information. And
you guys had a banger season this year with Silo.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a great season, especially a strong ending, and especially good to know that the last two seasons are not only confirmed, they are written, and they are being filmed.
That's awesome. That's great. Yeah. I love it when a show can complete like that. So. Cool.
Yeah, and all right. Of course, explore the link tree for Discord, emails, yep. All of these affiliates that we're talking about.
Never mind the music, so. Rings and Rituals, mm-hmm. Properly Howard, Radioactive Ramblers, yeah. We got lots of stuff going on.
Great. Well, thank you so much again, David, for chatting Oscars with me, and looking forward to chatting Conclave with you. We're going to record later this week.
Sounds great. Looking forward to it.
The Lorehounds podcast is produced and published by The Lorehounds. You can send questions and feedback and voicemails at thelorehounds.com/contact. Get early and ad-free access to all Lorehounds podcasts at patreon.com/thelorehounds. Any opinions stated are ours personally and do not reflect the opinion of or belong to any employers or other entities. Thanks for listening.
Hey everyone, David here. Severance is back. The Lorehounds are partnering with Properly Howard to bring you in-depth weekly coverage of season 2. Join me, John, Anthony, and Steve as we unpack every twist, theory, and revelation. We've created a dedicated feed just for our Severance coverage. Simply search for Severance Lorehounds in your podcast app, or find the direct link in our link tree. Our weekly episodes dig deep into the show's mysteries, themes, and bigger questions about identity and consciousness that make Severance so compelling. Season Pass and regular community subscribers get ad-free access to our weekly episodes, plus exclusive content like our Supply Closet bonus series, featuring fascinating conversations with experts like the team from Nevermind the Music. We've explored the neuroscience of memory and personality, decoded the hidden meanings in the show's musical themes, and there's much more to come. You'll also get Steve and Anthony's complete season one rewatch series. We believe in total transparency with our listeners. And unlike mammalians nurturable, we're happy to share all of our secrets. Find the link for the Severance feed in the show notes below, or search Severance Lorehounds wherever you get your podcasts. Come theorize with us about what's really happening at Lumen.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now, save 50% on the new Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Limited time. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.